What would you call the whole building?
Well, some called it the barn and some the lot.
Uh-huh. Besides the barn, did you ever have a place where you'd milk the cows?
Well, I have known some to have a little building off from the barn, but we didn't. Mm-hmm. It nipped under that shelter, and sometimes on the barn had a hole to it, and nipped in that hole of the barn.
What would they call it? The people that had them, what would they call it?
Well, some call it a milking stall.
Mm-hmm. Where did you keep your hogs and pigs?
Well, we just had a patch fence then on the run in, and we would put them up to fatten them for our winter meat, we'd put them in a large pen.
Uh-huh.
And they would fatten quicker and cheaper too in the wood where they're running out.
Yeah. Did it have a shelter over it?
Yeah, we had a shelter over it. Keep the rain and the bad weather off of them.
Yeah. What if people used to keep their milk and butter in before the days of refrigeration?
Well, a lot of them had cellars under the house. They always were cool. We didn't have a cellar though, but we had an old abandoned well.
Oh.
And kept it in good shape, just like the one we used water out on. We big milk cooler, put all the milk in it, and I don't remember what container we put the butter in, but let it down in that well and keep just as cool.
Did you ever have a stream that you'd keep it in, or would you just keep it in the well?
Just
where it
in the well.
What would the word dairy mean to you? What would that make you think of?
Well, that's painted to milk and butter.
Uh-huh. But what kind of building would it mean to you?
Well, back in the olden days, there wasn't any such thing as dairy, but now they have special buildings for them.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the place around the barn where you'd let the cows and the horses and the mules walk around?
That's a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. You'd just call that the barn and the surrounding area the lot, too? What would you call the place where you'd let them go out and graze the cows?
Pasture.
Mm-hmm. How big would this usually be?
Well, different, of course, it's different sizes. The one we had, I imagine, about 25 acres in it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes.
How did you do that? Would you tell me about that?
Well, first we'd do was prepare the land, and the weather warmed up, ground got warm, we'd plant the cotton seed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we'd have to cultivate it, we'd have to plow it, take a hoe and hoe it, thin it out the desired width you wanted in the row,
uh-huh.
and